Hello, everybody. This is Chuck Tomasi cracking my voice.
Going through puberty.
Hello, everybody.
Don't mind him. He's going through puberty.
Hello, everybody. This is Chuck from Technorama with Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
And we have our guest, Clinton Alvord, with us once again.
Hello, everybody.
Do you like fries with that, sir?
You're going to have to return your deposit. We are here at Dragon Con once again doing another misty version of Star Trek. This time we have chosen the Paradise Syndrome because nothing says Star Trek like William Shatner hugging himself. We've done our homework. We've watched this all at least once in our history.
Help us.
I don't know if anybody actually watches along with the show, but we would like to share this remastered version of Star Trek original series with you, the listeners. Yes. If nothing else, just listen along on your drive to work.
Yes, it's been remastered, and I think there was like 2 seconds of extra footage put in.
Yeah, I mean, it looks better, but that doesn't really change anything about the story, so we're still in for pain.
Yeah. Thanks.
Let the pain and suffering begin then.
It's like a missed opportunity.
Cue the music.
We're on Earth. Isn't that nice?
Minnetonka, Wisconsin.
And me without my fishing pole.
They've made it home. They must be somewhere near San Francisco, obviously.
You can order all of Pan's greatest hits on the flute. Zamfir in concert.
Well, we landed on the path.
Yeah, the car path.
Way to go, Scotty.
Look at those pine trees and that lake.
And this road.
And these flowers.
I swear that's honeysuckle.
I swear it probably is because I swear you are actually in California.
Unbelievable. Is that hemp? Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, Doctor, you just swear.
Half the galaxy. When did we start traveling half the galaxy in the Enterprise?
That's a technical term. You don't need to know any more than that. Just half the galaxy.
Figuratively.
Yes, figuratively.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the entire budget for the episode in one shot. There we go. Thank you. And good night.
Inspired.
You know, when I first watched this episode when I was younger, I thought that was reflections on the surface of this and it was metal.
Oh, you know, I did too.
But now in the remastered high-definition version, you can see it's just spray paint.
It's been graffiti.
Graffiti.
Somebody tagged the obelisk. Ooh.
That is pretty crappy marbling effect, isn't it?
Like,
how sophisticated.
Like a ruler and stuff.
How do you know there are no meteor craters? He's looked at about 16 square feet of
this
place.
How does he know the lake is not a meteor crater?
Crater Lake.
Ooh. Bearing 117 Mark 4. There's a bear? Wow, this was more like Earth than I thought.
How much time did you say we have to investigate?
Life forms like squirrels.
The asteroid, which is on a collision course with this planet, we must warp out of orbit within 30 minutes.
So, the question I raised before is, if they have to warp out in 30 minutes, why don't they divert the asteroid and then come back, and they can be there for 6 months if they want to?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
It's a good thing it's only 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's an hour show.
Let's find out what life forms are blessed by this environment.
By this environment. Start the smokehouse.
And now the giant tribe panning back to see all of the, the three teepees in the hut. Ooh.
Wow, it's just like Earth.
Your hut's on fire.
I swear they're American Indians.
Again, he's swearing.
A mixture of Navajo, Mohican, and Delaware.
Need to watch that, McCoy.
And Chippewa, no Chippewa.
One of the more advanced and peaceful tribes.
It's like discovering Atlantis.
For the
Except
first time.
Not underwater.
Oh, don't go to Shangri-La, please. We did that in Star Trek V.
Come here. Did they find Atlantis in the future?
Civilization somewhere else on this planet?
It's possible you ripped a branch off a tree.
No, I don't think they...
Or developing...
Did they?
System?
I don't know.
Highly improbable, Captain. Sensor probes indicate only one type of life form here.
Inside the planet.
Wait a minute. Only one type of life form here? One type of life form. Just people. No bugs, no birds. Well, I thought I heard birds singing.
Didn't he mention bears earlier?
This is all very confusing.
Ahoy over there! There's an
asteroid!
Stop
littering!
He just broke the prime directive.
He broke a branch.
Yeah, exactly.
The butterfly flicked.
Not a good idea to zoom out and show that there are no more than just three teepees.
Salish, did you send that tweet?
What's the matter, Jim? What? Oh, nothing. Just so peaceful. Uncomplicated, no problems, no command decisions.
Budgets, staff cuts.
Layoffs.
Living.
Email
oh,
to
did
read.
I mention there are layoffs coming next week?
Sorry, guys.
Back in the 20th century, we referred to it as the Tahiti.
We referred to it?
Well, hence the name of this episode, obviously, is called the Tahiti Syndrome. Oh, wait, yeah. No, it's not. It's called the Paradise Syndrome.
It was retitled.
Yeah, if it was said Tahiti, I would expect them to have umbrella drinks.
Cue the sinister music. And he says, let's go, and these two doofuses stay behind.
Well, mutiny. They have to have some banter here.
Mutiny.
Meanwhile.
Here it comes. Plot complication. Don't stand on the door.
And now.
And every good door should close itself behind. It's like a grocery store. Yeah.
So this won't be very painful.
Welcome to Albertsons.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
This is going to be a Disney ride soon.
Must find look like marionette. Oh,
yes. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Classic Kirk death scene.
Kirk
he's,
out.
He's not dead. Shh. As long as we remember him.
Yeah, Kirk
see
out.
See, in this remastered one, there are blue stars and red stars, too.
Mm.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
I think lady singing is high def, too.
Yes.
We've Wait. Gone to Mars.
It's such high D, I can hear awesomeness in Kirk's voice now.
You mean more awesomeness. But apparently the women have, so go figure.
Yeah, they did kind of wash out the bongos, didn't they?
Well, actually, they record... I'll be nerd points. They recorded several versions of this to match... the versions of the title sequence music as the series went along. So there is a different tweak to the music in the later episodes. So now that Kirk is dead... Oh, yeah. Wait.
Spoiler alert.
Again, the Tahiti Syndrome.
Thank you, Margaret Armin. Not related to Armin Shimmerman.
The Tahiti Syndrome. Did that say it was directed by Rip Taylor?
And repeated sensor probes of the
area have failed to locate Captain Kirk. All right, well, that's it. He's dead. He's
Did
gone.
Did you try shouting? Enterprise, come in, Mr. Spock. Yeah, sucked down.
It's just McCoy left.
No, he says, Spock to Enterprise. Access denied.
Your password is invalid. Please try again. Now, I love this because Spock is going to have to explain the same thing to McCoy three times.
But he has to dumb it down every time.
Yeah, it's like Spock, the science guy.
It's like,
your emotions will be your undoing, Doctor. Maybe, but we can only hope.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's always hope. Okay, let me explain this to you with tools, with visual aids.
Is this a sweet potato?
You know, this is PowerPoint in the future.
Oh, good. I'm glad. If they'd stop leaving these rocks around, people wouldn't get stones thrown at them later.
That's right. If they had taken these with them, things would have turned out much differently.
Nah,
it's all their fault.
Let's leave these rocks here.
And they're all conveniently the same size. The likelihood of being able to divert it. I'm
see
almost
the smoke
getting
coming
you.
Out of his ears.
I almost understand.
Okay. It registered fine.
Now what if I just
I don't get it, but I'll go along with
I'm
it.
I'm just gonna throw this to Spock and then we can leave, okay?
There's a reason why you're the doctor, not a science guy.
And now an internal monologue.
What place is this?
How much did I drink last night?
This is not my beautiful house.
It's not my beautiful wife. Wait.
That comes later.
What are these?
They're props, you fool.
I should know. They're familiar.
plastic. Don't drop it. You lose your... Oh, you lost your deposit. That's coming out of your Starfleet check.
Who am I? Try to remember.
Uh-huh.
Now if I just... Whatever a set of stairs... How do I use a set of stairs?
Let's go upstairs.
I know how to walk.
Put one.
I haven't forgotten everything.
In front of the other.
Up.
There you go.
Hello, ladies.
We're bringing fruit that will just sort of sit here and rot.
It's Miramani and the ugly one.
Hey now. I love how the door sounds like every other door they've ever encountered.
They only have one sound effect. Yeah, it didn't go.
Well, that's true. Well, every alien door.
Hey, baby.
Are you Lonnie Anderson?
Are you TJ Hooker?
I love your beadwork.
Yes, no to both.
Did you make it at summer camp?
Do I have a fever? Yes. For the flavor of Pringles.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Who are you?
What's it, CSI now?
We are your people?
Okay.
E-pop-ista?
Wow, you people are high.
Log, Stardate 4843.6.
He's got the pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
We've been en route to the asteroid for several hours.
Several. That's not precise.
And we've been en route even longer.
That we proceed at maximum warp speed for a period which exceeds the recommended safety margin.
And this is where Scotty gets a heart attack.
Much longer, Mr. Spock. These engines are beginning to show signs of stress.
Kirk never puts me under this kind of stress.
The old boss.
All right, but we're moving further. The way we used to do it.
We're into the danger zone.
Woo! Highway into the danger zone.
Wow, that's hot.
I'm loading up the smoke bombs for the special effects later.
Looks like you should be chucking coal in that thing.
That comes later.
Miramani has said that you appeared to her and to her hand.
Oh, it's crazy, Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, well, they would. Ow! Ow, there's fire! Ow! Can they get away from the fire?
It's just a fan with the fake.
Even Salish is falling asleep at Grandpa's door.
Back when I was a boy.
Yeah, blah, 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 Grandpa.
Neck.
Sorry. Whoa, excuse me.
Save us when the skies darken. We must be certain. I say he must prove he is a god.
Our skies have darkened 3 times.
Why should I prove what I don't know?
Worst of all, our legend predicts such
dangers. Oh,
predicts?
Well, somebody else's voice is going, woohoo! He hasn't quite reached puberty yet, which is very odd. You think he's really old, but he's actually only 16.
You do this.
He just was born old.
I don't know. Pause. Pause.
It was a
pause.
Pause.
For me.
Pause.
Here. I'm trying to remember how words work.
Thank you, Calculon.
Let's start for the basics. Can't remember.
If somebody stopped playing the harpsichord, I would be able to concentrate.
That's a staple in Star Trek.
Oh, it's not like a harpsichord. It was actually a staple? Wow.
Yeah, it's a stapler. It's all, guy was talented.
It's a red stapler. It's a red stapler.
Here we go. Science at its best right here.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
If there was only something to prove myself with. Oh, wait.
Oh. Fortunately for me, there's a dead kid here. How lucky.
Opportunity knocks.
Okay, huh. I think he's about to get funky
bad
with this
touch.
Kid.
Bad touch.
Whoa, hey boy. Now. Whoa. Whoa,
oh,
hey.
No.
Wow.
Oh, that kid is damaged.
Shh, Show me on this action figure where the captain touched you.
We have laws against this kind of thing.
And they're really just kind of standing around.
Don't forget to rub the legs. Yeah. That really helps.
Wait, now that they have the problem with?
Just the medicine man. The other guy was like, hey, wait.
Hey, don't know.
Feet are sacred in our society.
He acts like he knows what he's doing.
We worship the
knees. No.
Great, thanks. I had insurance on this kid. I was going to be rich.
Simple technique. Goes way back.
Two.
Simpler times.
Way back.
Two.
Pause. Tahiti.
Only God can breathe life into the dead.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
he already had an ego.
I was going to say, I am Captain Kirk, as you know, so... Ooh.
Oh, Salish.
Music change. Yeah, baby.
That's the aversion music.
Now, this is my favorite part. This low-tech society, she grasps the headband off, and you can tell it's elastic. Watch.
No.
Yeah, check this out.
Snap.
Right back on his
boom.
Head.
Ah.
She should have pulled it.
You've got an impression of it to keep as a souvenir.
I choose you.
Now you look like an idiot.
Oh. Clashes with the shirt.
Triangle guy.
Look at your hands. Now look at me.
I really do look like an idiot. Dun, dun, dun. He wears it better than me.
He's got an impression on his forehead.
That rocks.
Hello, space potato.
Thank you for your confidence.
The who? Your concerns are noted. Keep going.
I want full power, Mr. Scott.
Aye, sir. All right, you lovelies. Hold together.
I thought he was talking to Spock for a minute. You son of a...
Spock and McCoy going, Scotty, who are you talking to down there?
The mute button is off.
Sorry, sir.
Now, Sulu, look back. Look back at us. Nope. Oh, wasn't that part of the shot?
All engines stop. Hold position here.
The brakes are out, didn't I tell you?
Prepare to activate deflectors. I see.
No, somebody, say it like the old one. Deflectors, full intensity!
Somebody get out and push. He's popped the crystals!
The orange juice is ready.
Why did the deflectors look like the phasers?
Because they're not.
Oh.
They came out of the deflector dish. That's the difference.
I see. No, I don't.
Your deflection, Mr. Sulu.
You not failed, me. Mr. Sulu.
A little bit and not 0, enough 0, 1, 3, and stuff.
Sulu, fall on your own sword. You failed.
Circuit power to engines. Maximum speed, heading 37, mark 010.
Aye, sir.
Damn it, Spock!
Directly in the asteroid's path, sir.
Correct, Mr. Chekhov. I intend to retreat in front of that asteroid until we can employ all power on phaser beams. What for? To destroy it.
What the devil do you think you're doing? Why not?
Concentrated on a single spot will split that mass.
It might also cripple the ship.
Might.
And we would be crushed by the asteroid.
Yeah, you're gonna split our mass.
There's always hope. Power.
Or it would hit us and we'd bounce away, one or the other.
That, Doctor, is another calculated risk we must take.
Your calculations aren't very good today, Spock.
Meanwhile,
he's using that funny math.
And now a word from our sponsor. Try Miramani Wash.
A large, ugly bag of mostly water.
It's not nice to call Miramani that.
There will be no ritual between us. Somebody says you're a god. You say yes.
He's got much more flair than she has.
I've got 12 bits of flair. You have 3.
Let's not talk about my flair. That was before he
came. Tribal priestess and medicine chief are always joined.
He is medicine chief now.
Ooh, rub it in, why don't you?
Get it through your head.
Put some salt in that wound.
Any maiden would be honored to join with you.
And several of the Braves, actually, but that's another story.
Oh, hey, he's taking acting lessons.
Look, this guy just needs to learn how to let go.
You have no choice.
There is always a choice.
Miramani, if you could choose, would you choose me?
No, not really.
Not
No.
It was a glance is worth a thousand words right there, Salish.
You could use a bath in the river.
You're pretty much a loser. Yep.
Man.
I wonder what she meant.
Oh, look. See, he's going to go in the river and take a bath.
Yeah.
He's at the boat launch.
That's where they filmed Andy Griffith, wasn't it?
The birds fly in here.
Is he trying to make a ukulele? What is he doing?
A flute.
Oh,
he's gonna rock the town tonight. I'm the real Slim Shady.
I invented this song. It's called The Inner Light. I hope you enjoy it. Oh, wait.
I'm gonna introduce you to something I remember called rap.
Get me Ben Folds, quick.
Lucy in the sky with Don.
That was a hint, Shatner. You stink.
It's my name. Don't wear it out.
Again, when somebody says asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
They chose a medicine chief to keep the secret of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And to use it when the sky darkens.
How?
Hey, that's very stereotypical.
Owner's manual, please.
There are no lacings. How is this thing removed?
What? Hey, come on.
Slow down.
Mind on the subject matter here.
Slow down.
Hey.
Yes, wow, wow.
God likes a little romance first, you know?
One thing on her mind.
In space, no one can hear you, love.
Not wish to share his power too soon. He died before he told Salish the secret.
Now, how does this come off again?
What is Velcro?
Grapes oranges? And oranges.
We have those on our planet,
what
too.
What temperate zone do they live in?
Our people rejoice.
It's time for the circumcision.
Whoa, I didn't sign up for that.
You wish to be called. What may I tell them?
Croc.
Let's go for Croc.
What was the last radio station you listened to? Was it KROC?
K-Rock.
K-Rock. He listened to K-Rock.
Yeah. Top 40. Oh.
You can call me
the god we thought you were.
You can call me Crook.
Have we displeased you?
Yes.
And it must be ourselves, the way we live.
Yes.
Perhaps we have not improved as quickly as the wise.
A little deodorant goes a long
Bingo.
Way.
The land is rich. Your people happy.
That's rich.
Who could be displeased with that?
Who could ask for anything more?
15% off your car insurance.
Tell us. We will change it.
I don't like the color of this hut.
Anything.
The fire is awful loud for the Foley artist. Can you change that?
No, it's just some guy crinkling paper over in the corner.
Peaceful here.
Cause it's
I'm not sure, but I think I've never felt that way before.
Well,
it's called love.
I'm out. Good night.
Peace out, bro.
Message received.
Why are they so sure I can help them?
You are a god.
Stone metal? Did you not bring life to the child?
Wait a minute. Yeah. The stone metal.
Stone.
What? What does that even mean?
That's the new band.
Oh.
Remember.
That's what he's going to play tonight, stone metal.
But what is time? I forgot what time was.
Here there is much time.
Now, back to this shirt.
Time won't give us
enough
time.
With the shirt.
I hate this stupid shirt.
All right, everybody keeps walking into their huts. I don't know much privacy they're getting. Beep,
beep, beep. For 2 weeks. Beep. Is that metric or English?
I couldn't understand a word you said, Mr. Chekhov, but...
Speak up. Almost dead center, sir. Okay, I understand now. Lock all phases on that mark.
Maximum intensity, narrow... Just cut out there and paint an X on it, will you?
The deflector is not any good anymore. Cutting a diamond. Very astute, doctor.
All phases locked, sir. We'll fire in sequence. Let's ride in
No, they're locked. I can't fire them. They're locked. I don't have the combination.
Or the key.
Fire phasers. You're fired!
You're fired!
Oh boy.
Come on, Craig, keep up. Are they made out of lead?
Thank you, Richard.
That was his part! I love it!
My part in history is secured.
I acted on Star Trek!
Spock, you have failed.
There's just a sheet of paper over there.
Yeah, it's gonna say
it's blue.
Blue.
Someone's arc welding back there.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Put some more coal in the warp reactor.
His bearings?
His bearings. His poor bearings.
Lost our warp bearings.
Whoa, how'd I get into this outfit?
Hey.
I don't remember a thing.
The classic thing is you put your boots on afterwards.
The ritual cloak is finished.
That's good. That means something, I'm sure.
I'm the daughter of the chief. Tribal law betroths me to our leader.
Betrothed.
If there's another, I will step aside.
Sure.
Oh no, I want both.
Ooh.
I want my cake and eat it too. My mind.
All my heart. I told you I'm a Mormon.
Hey, how do you like my Barbary Coast haircut? God's wishes above tribal law.
Dramatic pause and.
It. 2 years from now work for you?
October 16th? The church is available.
I don't think the in-laws can get here in time for that. Mm. Sorry.
What's our color scheme? Did you pick a band?
Yeah, but you took it off my head again.
No, a band.
Oh.
Bow-chicka-wow-wow. Meanwhile.
Can I have warp 9 speed?
On the Obelisk channel today.
All obelisks, all the time.
24 hours.
Mr. Scott, are you playing the world's smallest violin again?
Yeah, because he didn't care.
Damn it. Your bedside manner, Doctor, I must say.
Mr. Chekhov, resume heading 883 Mark 4-1. Back to that planet
without warp speed. He sure knows how to push McCoy's buttons. Exactly.
No, that was Chekhov's buttons, actually.
I don't know. Spock looks pretty miffed.
How can that one button summon anybody they want?
It's science.
It's magic.
No, it's science.
Save the captain, even if he still is alive. We might not be able to save anything, including this ship.
Always the optometrist. Yeah.
No, that's optimist.
Optometrist. He's not that kind of a doctor.
I'm sorry, what?
All you've been doing is staring at that blast.
Oh, McCoy, I didn't even know you were here.
Yeah, because it's cool and you're not.
Vulcan risk. Wait, I believe the obelisk moved.
I bought it on DVD.
Ooh, high def. Woohoo.
Joining means the end of darkness.
Yay!
And the beginning of the end of dark light. But hey!
Dun, dun, dun. You're not supposed to see
out of there! Out of there!
He's working for Atari now.
Wow!
They have Atari on that planet too.
Do I have to wear a silly hat like yours?
What? Did you say
Can
something?
Can we go back to what? The walking part?
Yeah. What?
You know,
no.
Here it comes.
No. Oh.
Yes.
Shatner at his best.
Oh.
I love myself.
We know. Meanwhile, here I am walking. And...
Whoa! Supplies!
Get out of my way, Salish. Even though you be a god, Kirok, I cannot permit this.
I like this line.
Nobody's asking for your permission.
Strike me
dead.
Wow.
I have no intention of striking you dead.
Hup! Dun 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 dun.
Ooh!
That's paint.
He bleeds paint! He's really weird.
Behold the god who bleeds paint! Shock and
hey, that amazement. Was such an awesome line. Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Behold the stunt god who double. Bleeds and kicks your butt.
Yeah, there's four people in this fight. How'd that happen?
Use that sapling to your advantage.
Right here. Here roundhouse!
Yes!
That sapling.
Oh!
Kidney punch. That's dirty fighting.
Oh, classic Shatner.
Nice flip.
Kill me. Kill me, Kirok.
So I can be out of this episode. Kill me now!
Your acting is killing me.
That you are no god.
Ah! Oh, sorry. I meant to throw the knife away, not cut your throat. Sorry.
I need to throw another branch on the ground.
There's one right there. Oh.
So, oh, I do have to wear a suit and costume.
So if... there's no other life on the planet. Where did all the feathers come from, and why are there so many colors of them?
Don't ask.
Oh, okay.
It's the chicken and egg thing. They're waiting for the chickens to hatch.
Hey, we paid for it. Let's show it. Beep, 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 beep.
Doo, doo, doo.
So, now that I've cooled off, la 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 la.
So, like, Spock, are you just going to run the ship from your room?
Like, McCoy is, like, manic depressive. You know, he came in yelling at Spock, and now he's like, so, how's everything going with you, Spock? Yeah.
It's good to talk to you, Spock. Also aware that oh, buddy, old pal.
The planet will have barely 4 hours to effect rescue. I believe those symbols are the key.
Well, you won't read them by killing yourself.
See, it's like, where did this change come from?
You're going to collapse. I'm not hungry, doctor.
I had some palmeek soup earlier.
I'm so glad that Spock and McCoy worked together.
Palmeek soup for one.
Your walk-on metabolism is so low it can hardly be measured, and it's for the pressure, that green ice water you call blood.
My physical condition is not important, doctor. That obelisk is.
Well, my diagnosis is exhaustion, brought on from overwork and guilt. You're blaming yourself for crippling this ship, just as we blamed you. But we were wrong.
Falcons don't have guilt.
We, who's the we? It was just you, McCoy. What's there was no we.
Do I have to call the security guards?
He has a petition. Everybody signed it.
Sorry.
We, the aforesigned people, blame Spock for crippling the ship.
We posted it on the internet. Everyone signed it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie down now. I'm lying down!
Oh, I'm boy. Still lying down. Oh, works every time.
Fake out the doctor. Wait till he sees how I fake a fever.
I love that trick.
Now back to my porn. I mean, well, look at the obelisk.
Obelisk channel. A frolicking in the woods is such fun.
It's a merry romp. Good thing Shatner doesn't have his. Wait for it.
Shirtless?
Shirtless!
Oh, yes! Oh. He got rid of the feathered thing.
Now, another thing I really like about the high def on this, you'll get to a certain point in this where you'll see a close-up of Shatner, and you can see that they have glued fake sideburns on top of his pointed sideburns.
I thought you were going to say chest hair.
No. See? You can see his other sideburns there.
They glued on the mutton chops.
Yep.
I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Let's hear it again, Shatner.
I'm happy.
If it weren't for the dreams,
the dreams. Completely at peace. Did you dream you were flying again?
You were dreaming about me, right?
Well,
yes.
Awkward. I don't know. It depends. Are you sometimes green?
Awkward.
From Orion?
And
I
see faces
feel.
Oh, they didn't even shave those sideburns the same height.
No. Right. And you can clearly see the darkness of the pointed sideburns.
It looks like Ambrose Burnside.
it's just a caterpillar.
And there's a bug on his face, too. Ew. Ah, thank you.
I have a gift for you.
I bet so.
Yeah.
It's an Amazon gift card. I couldn't think of anything appropriate.
Now, fortunately, I knew we were going to stop right here so I could have the present for you right here.
Under this pine tree.
So good thing we didn't stop over there, because it's here. Don't hug yourself again, please. Don't hug yourself again.
Where the flap did that come from?
Like the self-introspection.
How many of these you had hiding around the woods?
They're all over the place.
Snowshoes! Awesome. Oh, but
only one, have. Though. Aww.
She's been working all spring on this. Oh! Ah!
Awkward.
You.
Not that. Oh, was that me?
Yeah.
I love that trick.
Well, you must love me. You're still here.
Oh, he's drying in the mud.
From the lake.
So, this civilization hasn't figured out how to make a ditch.
And we can expand the system.
Alrighty then.
All right, Kirk, you're on pothole duty.
And this is called a latrine.
Double it for what? Are they planning a population explosion?
They might.
We can cook twice as much food, and as you taught us,
preserve.
Preserve.
Yes, yes. That's. I'm an idiot, and thank you for telling me all these things.
A preserve, where we keep all our animals.
No, 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 we have no animals, because there's no other life.
Oh, no.
Yes. No.
Liar. Liar.
There's always washing the clothes, doing the dishes.
Oh, she's going to start acting like my dogs when it storms.
And the thunder?
I act like a stupid child.
See?
I have nothing.
Well, yeah, when you're doing that whole preserves thing, you were acting like a stupid child.
Lightning. Thanks for the heads up.
The way you love me is frightening. A bad knock on a pine tree.
Time.
No, that's Rafiki's line.
No.
It is time.
But it's only the wind.
Well, save them from the wind.
It's only the beginning. Soon the sky will darken, the lake will go wild, and the earth will tremble. Only you can save us.
But I can't do anything about the wind, sky.
You're a blowhard. You can do something about the wind. Push it back.
The truth.
Let's blow in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get inside.
His hair got messy, too.
But you are a god.
Well, that's what people think.
Yeah, well. Wait! Jump cut.
Why are you not at the temple, Kirok?
Because I don't want to be.
Nobody told me.
Is the temple the metal, steel, stone thing? What do you call
it? It's the stone metal thing.
Stone metal. Oh, okay, great.
So we know the word for metal, but we call that stone metal.
The one on Anderson Street or Jefferson Street?
They tore that one down. This one's over on...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It got turned into a microbrewery.
It did, yes. But it's very nice there.
Why don't they just go to the Walmart?
Do you think it still works?
No.
Okay, I'm on my way.
I've got my badge. I'm good to go. She's standing in the fire. So
I'll take care of Miramani.
Oh, will I ever. Hello, baby.
Oh, my.
The airplane fans are working hard this afternoon.
Somebody turn those things off. It would be much easier to work.
Because it's a clear blue sky.
I see you.
Peekaboo.
Not a clue.
I'm knocking, but you can come in.
Fire! I'm glad we established that.
Don't hug yourself again!
Sweet, sweet revenge for the next 30 minutes. Then the planet's doomed.
Yeah, well,
word from our sponsors.
Beep.
beep, beep.
Spaceship beep. Insurance can save you 15% or more.
I prescribe sleep. You prescribe rest, Doctor. The symbols on the obelisk are not words.
Again with the obelisk, notes. Bach. Musical
notes. I've been rocking out to him.
Yeah. Yes. It's some tall. Woo!
I downloaded some MP3s from the ship's library. Words. The
tones correspond. In a little hole in the side of a hill.
No, not Bilbo Baggins. The obelisk is a marker, just as I thought. It was left by a super race. Super race. They were super.
They passed through the galaxy. They were 30% larger than the size of a regular race.
Yes. Do you like your race supersized?
Ah.
I've always wondered why there were so many humanoids scattered through the galaxy.
It's called lack of budget. Apparently,
the preservers account for a number of them.
Roddenberry's idea. All these
centuries. The preservers. Does he have the world's largest version of that game where you put the little discs in and you try to get four across?
Foursquare?
Yeah.
Apparently they forgot to put one of these deflectors on Earth. Dinosaurs are pissed.
Yes. What's wrong with us?
Hey, wait.
Everybody must get
those rocks they left behind.
You see, this is all Spock's fault. If he had just taken them.
Rock, sir. This is a rock concert?
No, it's the local reenactment of the lottery.
I can't hear you. The wind is too loud.
Those who are without sin, throw the first
cow. Oh, well, gee, I didn't realize there were so many people without sorry. Oh, I shouldn't have done it that way.
Rocks. Rocks for sale. Rocks for sale. There's a capitalist in the corner selling rocks.
Rocks for sale. Oh, that'll leave a mark.
So, good thing we're beaming down a big party to scare them off.
Right in the middle of a stone fight.
Yeah.
You missed the show.
Run away!
They bring a rock, you bring a phaser.
If they bring your phaser, you bring two phasers.
They bring a phase cannon? When will it end? Look, there's not a wave on the lake.
Yep.
That's a terrible wind.
With an emergency surgical kit.
Why didn't McCoy beam down with an emergency
surgical kit? Well, he's a doctor. He can't be expected to do anything medical.
He just writes the prescriptions.
I like how Scotty's always right there to answer the phone when it rings. Miamani. Ron. Harry.
No, that's Hermione.
Oh. This changes everything then. Oh, you're
she
pregnant.
She wants to tell her a secret.
I shouldn't have given you that. Whoops. Sorry. It really wasn't.
Your
I didn't.
Baby's going to be that's a little that's different.
Enough, yeah. That's enough treating her. Let's move along. Giving you something to ease the pain.
Why were you being stoned? Hey, that's, well, you know, it's legal now, man.
Yeah, look at your hand.
Yay. It's legal in some states, man. Back into the temple. This dude naturally, named Cheech came by. Since he did not come from
there. Oh, I saw him.
I was high. I was stoned, but I did see him. She's very casual in her pain here, isn't she?
She doesn't care to talk to point of your guys.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't save her. Let us.
Yeah, whatever.
Does he recognize us?
Let her be.
His brain
let
is
her
unimpaired.
Be.
Everything else is functioning normally except his memory.
It's the mind of a child.
Dr. McCoy is the one thing we do not have in abundance.
Do we have...
Can we download a new brain?
Well, you know there's that device that I put on my head and...
Brain and brain. What is brain?
Report noted.
Stop bugging me. Denied.
Report noted. That was stern for Spock. Oh, here we go. Good thing I downloaded a backup copy earlier.
I am Spock.
Thank you.
I am not Spock. Those are both my books. Thank you. They're available for your...
I am Spock. Closer. You are Spock.
Closer.
I like how the wind's died down, but he's still squinting pretty hard.
James Kirk. He's doing this upside down. Closer. Won't that be, like... The positive and negative is backwards.
My name is Kirk James T.
Miramani. Our minds are one.
Oh, crap, that was...
I...
That was Nomad's brain I downloaded into him.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I am Nomad. I am perfect. I am Kirk. I am perfect.
Oh, nothing really changed,
That's
I see.
That's what happened. It's all so clear now.
Spock! Peanut butter!
What is it?
His mind. He's an extremely dynamic individual.
He's dynamic.
You're just now figuring that out?
Dynamic is a Vulcan way. It's a Vulcan euphemism for...
Yeah. He's special.
Yeah. Yeah, it means something different on Vulcan. He's a dynamic individual.
They used to call me dynamic when I was a kid. It hurt.
Yes. What's inside is loaded with scientific equipment.
She's pregnant.
This obelisk is one huge deflector mechanism. It is imperative that we get inside immediately.
I've been working on that.
Hello.
We do not have much time.
Do we have 30 minutes? We always seem to have 30 minutes.
McCoy.
No, that's not McCoy. That's Miramani. Boy, he's still confused.
30 minutes could save you 30 minutes.
Now, she's right on the edge of that cover.
Drag her away.
We are not able to gain entry
by our ankles.
But what? When they slide it open, suddenly she's magically moved over.
They're sliding her carcass now.
Symbols. We've got to decipher them.
I already have to some extent, Captain. They are musical notes.
I'm warming up now.
Me.
That would be one method. Another would be a series of tonal qualities spoken in their proper sequence.
Give me your communicator.
I know this joke.
Control.
Oh, wait, no.
Some vowels. I must have hit it accidentally when I contacted the ship.
If you could remember your exact words, Captain.
Kurok to Enterprise.
I couldn't remember everything the whole show now.
And magically, she's moved to the center of the slab. Amazing.
Activated within 20 minutes. Get out of orbit. Get the Enterprise out of the danger zone. The landing party is expendable. The Enterprise isn't.
That's a little backwards, isn't it?
What now?
The Enterprise is expendable. Wait.
No, I'm sorry. But I'm still confused. Sorry.
Stay with her. Do what you can.
Well, thank you for that medical advice, Captain. We weren't going to do anything at all unless you said that, so...
Okay.
It is similar to deflector panels I've seen, Captain. But
really?
Very similar, because it's the same set of lights you find on the Enterprise.
On my station, as a matter of fact.
A Hippocratic oath prevents me from helping her.
Caught me, and that's when I stopped remembering.
Probably a memory beam. You must have activated it out of sequence.
What the heck is a memory beam, and how did he just come up with that?
He's a Vulcan. He knows these things.
Grasping Spock.
Hey, just the future.
Seem to indicate that this series of relays activated.
Yeah, ba 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 ba.
Press the right button.
Do I cut the red or the green wire?
That's the same kind of conversation I have with my wife.
Yeah.
It's just running Android.
Press the button.
One button does it all.
Yay!
Kirk, you are technically inept.
Beep 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 beep. Oh, that's backing up now, I see. Well, you know, if we'd beamed her up to the ship or something, we probably could have done something, but we didn't really think about doing that.
Oh, bad internal injuries, Jim.
Will she live?
No.
Will she die? No.
Thank goodness I won't leave any evidence on this planet.
Hey, she dodged that bullet again.
She won't live, she won't die, she'll be walking dead.
So if I go back and can get Karl Marcus stoned, this will solve all my problems.
Yes. The answer I've been looking for all these
That's
years.
That's where David came from. Karl Marcus was stoned.
Hey, Kirk.
It's true, you're
once again, I've done it.
Is he trying to keep her head on? She's like, is her head, the top of her head going to fall off or something?
Maybe.
Oh, that those are bad injuries.
Those are sharp stones.
It would be as it was.
Somebody turn that violin down.
Turn off the CD.
I'm getting a little misty here.
Does this mean I have to give up that cool headband?
Yeah, you keep thinking that, Miramani. Long and happy lives.
Yeah, sure thing. Oh. It hurts so
the
good.
The baby kicked.
Love you all.
Oh, wait, it was just gas.
Eyes forward, Kirk. Eyes forward.
And now I will just awkwardly stare at you until the credits are over.
Let's laugh.
She
like
didn't drown. That's not. Oh, I'm sorry. This is something different. I see. Stare.
Grandpa's in the corner.
Hey, Kirk.
Kirk.
Stare.
We got another asteroid. Can you stick around a couple weeks?
Stare. Stare. Stare.
Death scene of Miramani. Eyes forward.
Hey.
Eyes forward.
Eyes up.
Face is up here.
Aw, dude. Is she gonna die already?
Stare.
And I'm out of here.
Phew!
Yay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
No need for messy divorce. I'm out of here.
This is how it's done in the future.
Credits.
There we go. Now some pictures that didn't pertain to anything of the
well,
show.
Well, that one did.
Yeah,
that
was the budget. Rudy Solari, everybody.
Wait, what was he?
Ah, the goatee.
Goatee Spock.
Best evil ever. There's the double shot used in two episodes.
I'll break your neck.
That was in Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Oh,
like.
Was it now?
A Tellarite gone wrong. In charge of production.
Yeah, that's not.
Wait a minute.
You don't want that on your resume, actually, I don't think.
All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed it as much as we didn't.
Yeah, or twice as much as we didn't.
Yes, <right. laughs>
We really look forward to this every year, and yes. We hope you do too.
All right. 101?
And good night.
101.
Yes, yeah, 1-1-0. Let's do a current 101.
Okay.
1-0-1.
Damn you.